Warning, this episode will contain strong sexual content, so if you are under the age of 18 or easily offended...
Why don't you leave, because you're a little bitch, and Wheeze ain't, and Wheeze gonna whoop your ass.
This is Hentai episode 28 of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. You can find us at www.aaapodcast.com, where our more sane and normal episodes are also posted. I am your host, Mitsugi, and with me is Roko. Say hello, Roko.
Been a long time.
Roko, it has been a long time since we've had you on the podcast, so why don't you tell us about life? How is life?
Life's been pretty good. You know, I miss y'all. It's kind of difficult with the time zone difference, but hopefully that will be changing soon.
Oh, come on. It's only 13 hours. it's about as bad as it gets, right?
But, yeah, things have been good. Just, you know, been working on music, having a, you know, a good time, playing with the stock market.
Yeah, stock market can be a bitch.
It hasn't been very good lately for biotech, that's for sure.
Hasn't been very good for me either. But, Roko, as is customary, what is the drink of the day? What are you currently indulging in?
Well, earlier I was drinking a homebrewed hopped cider, which was... turned out pretty good, but is a little more unusual.
Is that a bathtub brew?
No, absolutely not. I don't brew things in my bathtub, sir. But it was a custom recipe. I just kind of came up with it, and the base was Mott's apple juice.
Interesting. Okay, so what are you enjoying right now at this moment while we podcast?
I'm drinking a very refined scotch glass full of Jim Beam, ice cold.
Nice. Are you using those whiskey stones I bought you?
I am, actually.
Oh, really? How nice.
Indeed. Right. They're still getting used.
So
one or two of them have gone missing, but that's to be expected.
So I was in Tokyo the other day meeting one of our forum members, greentango.uk. He was a nice guy, and I met him at the Gundam Cafe, which seems to be like...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it seems to be like the meeting place for... me and podcast listeners. So in Akihabara by the train station, we got a coffee, and
that's kind of a distance.
It's not really too bad. I mean, it takes 45 minutes to get to Ueno station, and then from Ueno station you can take the Yamanote line. Takes about 4 minutes. So
I guess that's about right, actually.
It's about 50 minutes.
I remember that train.
And so we got a coffee. But the main purpose of our trip was to go to a mimikaki.
What the hell's that?
that's the proper question. So mimi means ear, and kaki, I'm not really sure. I think it's a shortened form of a verb. But the purpose of
does it stand for cock job, cocky?
It does.
Is it a little cocky?
I guess when you look at it like that, it might sound like someone sticking a cock in your ear. You're cocky. No, it's not.
Nice.
It's actually a place where you go to lay your head in a woman's lap and let her pick wax out of your ears with a metal pick.
That is the weirdest shit I've ever heard of.
Pretty weird, right?
What the fuck?
So it's just Japan just does some weird shit. So, like, the purpose of this mimikaki supposedly is... Now, people say, supposedly, that it's to have a connection with, like, a mother figure... Like, you lie on the floor, put your head in mom's lap, and let her, like, groom you or something. But,
the fuck? Yeah. God, why? What?
I don't know.
Japanese people are so weird.
It's pretty weird. It's a little weird.
That's, yeah.
But,
they shouldn't have to pay for these things.
I think more or less it's probably for either, it's either the spectacle of it, you know, it's fun to do it, or it's some kind, it's maybe a little bit perverse.
I was gonna say, or some kind of fetish.
It's definitely not to make your hearing better, because my hearing did not improve afterwards. And to be perfectly honest, I don't really think removing wax from your ears is supposed to make your hearing better. I mean, you need wax in your ears; it's there for a purpose.
Right, but wax buildup can cause an issue sometimes.
It can. So I guess if you're like heinously, if you have like gallons of earwax, maybe
I just stick good old fashioned Q-tips in my ears.
Doesn't that just push it down into your eardrum further?
No, you gotta put it in to start and then push it against the side of your ear. And you gotta slowly twist the Q-tip.
Okay, well,
That's what I do. If you just push it in your ear, yeah, you're just gonna build up wax down by your eardrum.
Maybe you should work in a mimikaki.
Maybe I should start a ninikaki. Boston ninikaki.
Anyway, so the price for the mimikaki is pretty expensive. It's kind of like getting a massage. And actually part of the service is getting a massage. I'll get to all of that. But I did a 30-minute service, and they had a special price, which was discounted by a whole $1. Ridiculous. But it was $29 for half an hour. So it's about the same amount of money you pay for a massage, maybe a little less.
It's $1 a minute to let somebody pick earwax out of your ear.
I mean, if you think about it, if you get a massage, it's something like $100 an hour or $80 an hour or something like that. So the hour-long treatment of this, I think, was 55 maybe. So it's expensive, but, you know, so whatever, it's Tokyo. And so we're walking down the, Akihabara, and this is in the main, like, anime area where all the crazy billboards are and stuff.
Yeah.
You pass, like, 5 arcades on the way to this really shady-ass building that if I hadn't been able to read Japanese, we probably never would have found it because I saw the sign. And because we were clueless. We were like following my iPhone to it.
Is this person that you were meeting, is this what, where is this person from?
He was from
this person a gaijin?
He was from England, I think.
Okay, so he's a gaijin.
He's a gaijin, yeah. English speaking gaijin.
Okay, cool. All right,
work. Yeah, he's a nice guy. So we come to this shady ass building. It's like the first door on the left down this alley. Because everything good happens in a dark alley, right? And so we walk into this building and...
Well, maybe in Japan, yeah.
I thought it was on like the 4th or 5th floor. So I'm walking up, but this guy stops me on the 3rd floor. And he makes me come into this like office area. And he makes me pay inside this room. So we paid, right? And then he tells us to wait. So we're sitting out in like this spiral staircase like thing where it's like they don't have a waiting room, so you just like
seems extremely sketchy.
You stand in the stairwell. Well, if this was a foreign country, I might have been worried, but this is Japan, so it's like the safest country, one of the safest countries in the world, so I don't really worry about anything.
Exactly.
And by the way, still weird. And by the way, this is like noon. It's not like 2 a.m. or something.
Now you're not getting your ears scraped in the middle of the night? Yeah, I love getting my ears scraped in the middle of the night.
I'll be doing that next week. Mm. But so he leads us upstairs, 2 more floors, and we come into this room, into this like area that's very like serene. It's darker. The actual area where you get all this stuff done is darker. It's got some like very zen music playing, like water trickling, and you know, like garden stuff.
And let me guess, there's punani everywhere.
Everywhere.
Dude, everywhere.
Naked girls, pictures of punani, little punani.
What's that smell like?
Little punani molds like on the walls that you can stick your fingers in.
Mmm. Love it.
And no, not really. And so there's basically like a central hallway and then little rooms off on the sides that have tatami mat screens so you can't see in. So God knows what's happening in there.
I know, good lord. The whole tatami mat separating you and the perverse.
Anyway, so the girl comes and greets me, and she's like, she was very cute. She was, which I mean, if there's no point in doing this if she's not. So she was very cute, black hair, probably early 20s, late teens, maybe she was about 19. And yeah, she was about, I don't know, 5'4", maybe. Reasonably tall for a Japanese girl. And
right.
she's wearing a kimono. It was either a kimono or a yukata. I can't really remember. I was too busy like looking around at everything. And so she takes me into the room and she's like, okay, we're going to do the, she's going to quote unquote prepare something. So she just tells me to wait. She speaks no English at all. And the room is like this, God, it's tiny. Like it's what I envision some people's apartments look like.
No, yeah.
Like one, maybe like 1 meter wide by 2 meters long.
Oh my God, really? That's super tiny.
Maybe 3 meters long, but it was damn small. Okay,
like,
and
dude, even a meter is like, dude, you got enough room for a table and like a little, maybe a small cabinet.
So it had a tatami mat floor, very quiet, dim lighting. And she's just sitting over there doing her little preparation, and I have this tea in front of me, right? And because they always serve you tea in Japan. Always. No matter what you're doing. If I go to my real estate office, they serve me tea. which is nice. I like it. So she's like, enjoy your tea. And I'm like unloading my pockets because I know I'm going to be lying down. So I have like a giant wallet, gigantic keychain, a bunch of change, all kinds of crap, my iPhone. So I have like this pile of stuff I unloaded out of my pockets. I'm like Doraemon unloading my pockets.
You're an American. Everything about you's low.
And I maybe got one sip into my teacup, and she's like, preparation done. It took her like 8 seconds. Her entire preparation consisted of her very neatly and carefully sitting on the floor, and that was it.
Really?
That was it. That was the preparation. So she's sitting Seizan style, which is basically on your feet, which is how I'm sitting right now, and it's horrible. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
Maybe because he's goddamn fool. What do you think of that?
I actually just changed the position that I was sitting because Seizan is the most horrible thing I've ever invented. You basically, your feet and your legs go numb, and it's just hideously painful. Anyway, but so she covers her lap with a towel, right? I lie down on my side with one of my ears facing up, and it begins.
What did it feel like?
Well, she has like what I envisioned to be like a dental tool, you know, like those long metal things.
Oh, God.
And
did it have a soft end on it?
I don't think so. It had a hook on the end. It had a hook on the end of it.
Ugh! What the fuck?
And she starts with a face and ear massage. So she's like pulling on my earlobe, massaging like my face around my ear.
She's like playing with your ears and shit?
Yeah, basically. And I really didn't.
Did you get a boner?
No, God. I was so
You were turned off by people playing with your ears?
I wasn't turned off by it, but I was just so it was just such a new experience that I was just trying to relax and take it in, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't there to get a boner, so it did no point
being a little bitch about it.
Yeah.
You didn't grab her tits?
No, it's not an OPUB. Sorry. Oh, maybe man. Next week. But yeah, so the ear massage takes like 2 minutes or something. It was okay. And I'd rather have a foot massage probably. But and then she starts sticking the little pick down in my ear, and I think what she's doing is she's sticking this little thing in and scraping the sides of your ear cavity, whatever you call it, the tunnel that leads to the ear canal down to your eardrum. So she's like scraping the walls of the ear canal. And the only time it got painful a little bit, slightly uncomfortable, was when I think she got down into like the bottom where the ear canal is more narrow.
Right.
And I think that the hook maybe was, not fitting perfectly. So it was kind of, you know, a little bit forceful down there. But she never made contact with my eardrum or anything. So that was good.
That's got to be a tough job to know, like, all the variations between different people and where the eardrum is, because that would really fucking hurt or cause some damage.
I imagine they don't go that far down, just to be safe, but I asked her how long she'd been working there, and she said 1 year. So, I mean, after you've cleaned out, like, 10 people's ears every day for a year, you're probably pretty damn good at cleaning people's ears out.
I guess so.
We're talking like 2,000 people.
That's a lot of ear jobs, dude.
I told her, I said, I'm really sick, because before I went, someone told me that Americans have slimy and wet earwax, and Japanese people supposedly have more hard, crusty earwax. And so I apologized to the girl that if my ears were really dirty, because I have no friggin' idea. I never saw the earwax like that she got out.
Right.
But then when she finished, she flipped me over, and she asked me to flip over, and then she did the exact same thing to the other side. And then after that, she
wanked you off?
She wanked me off, and
dude, nice. Did she use the towel that she had your head on to clean up?
Then she gave me a back massage.
Oh.
Actually, there was no wanking off. if you want to get a hand job, you have to go to a health club. That's what they're called. The entire purpose of a health club is to basically make out with a girl and then have her jerk you off or give you a blowjob, whichever you want. And it was the most uncomfortable back massage I've ever had. So rather than lying on my stomach like you almost always are when you get a back massage, she told me to sit. So I'm sitting, right? And basically, I'm sitting Indian style or whatever, and she's like rubbing my back, and it's putting pressure on my back, right? So it's forcing my torso forward, right, if you can imagine. And so the entire time I'm getting a back massage, I'm constantly having to, like, you know, use my abdominal muscles to like, keep myself upright. And if you can imagine, that's not very relaxing.
No, it's not. That would suck. I've had plenty of massages, and I would have bitched up a storm.
So, but that's just the way they do things, I guess. So, it was the worst back massage I've ever had. And overall, on the experience, I would say that it probably is not worth $29 for half an hour, but I did it for the experience, and I'm glad that I did it because it was very odd, and it's something that I probably won't ever forget.
I'm sure you won't.
And she never even told me her name, I don't think, which I don't really care, because I wouldn't be able to remember anyway. And then I cleaned up my massive pile of shit, and I met up with Green Tango, and we left. It was as simple as that.
Did Green Tango get it done, too?
Yeah, he had it done, too, and I think he had a similar experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you think it was also very weird?
Yeah, I think so, and we both agreed that we're glad we had an experience in Japan, and regardless of how much money it cost. Then we went and played some arcade games, and I went home. So,
did you play the table flip game?
Actually, we saw the table flip game, but never played it.
Oh, I love that game.
We played the taiko drum game, and we played Mai Mai.
Hey, next time you're in Shinsaibashi, you'll have to check to see if I'm still number 3 on that game.
That's right. You were pretty good at that.
I destroyed that living room.
Anyway, so if I had to give the Mimikaki a rating, I would give it like a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend it for people that want to go have something really weird done in Japan that's totally safe. And that's about it. I can't imagine being like a regular customer. The only way you're a regular customer there is if you really hit it off with the girl who works there and you just want to have her, like, you know,
touching
you and doting on you for like half an hour. Otherwise, it seems pointless.
Right.
Honestly, yeah. So that's pretty much it. That's called a Mimikaki. You can look that up online. It's pretty easy. Just Google like Tokyo ear cleaning or service or something like that, and you'll find all kinds of links about how Japan's a weird ass place with some weird stuff. Anyway, so we watched a hentai, didn't we?
I don't know what the fuck you gave me to watch, but I'm watching it on my 9-foot projector in HD with 5.1 Boston acoustic sound.
Hey, you finally came around to a projector, huh?
I did. It's amazing.
Just like in my apartment, you have like a full wall covered, huh?
Yep, and I got the surround sound wall mounted. It's pretty legit.
So I think we'll both agree that I'm never gonna buy a nice TV again.
Fuck no, dude. There's no point.
I mean,
it's got an awesome refresh rate. Yeah, well, I've got 1080p still, and my TV is 9 feet wide. Picture playing Titanfall.
Yep.
With a 9-foot screen, HD 1080p screen with full surround sound.
Yep. I was playing Dark Souls 2, and I was basically fighting like giant mastodon elephants and stuff with swords.
You're just in the game.
They're bigger than me. I get up and I'm standing against the wall, and my character, which is, it's a third person game, right? My character is bigger than I am.
I love how easy it makes like the parkouring in Titanfall when the screen's so big, like, and you're like hopping around from like robot to robot. Have you played this game?
No, I haven't played it. Oh, and by the way, projector costs like 1/8 of what a TV does. Let's get to the hentai review. We watched an anime called Aki Sora, which means autumn sky.
Or it's also part of both of the main and protagonist's name in the show.
Right. So this is a one episode OVA. It's about 20 minutes long. I had no idea what I was watching when I picked it. I just went to a website that has a whole bunch of, like, hentais ranked according to their popularity. I picked one that was popular and went with it. I didn't read about it or anything.
And you know what I have to ask, just outright? Why is it that popular hentais are always about incest?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about incest. Like, Japan, it must be crazy about incest.
They really are, because it's the same fucking thing every time. It's either the mom and some son, or it's some, like, sister and some, like, younger brother.
Well, they're both really fucked up, but I think I'd rather have the siblings than have the mom fucking, like, the mom fucking the son.
I mean, yeah, I'd agree, but, like, I had a feeling what I was getting into when you told me to watch this show.
Anyway, so
I just knew.
So why don't we get into it?
Okay.
So the boy's name is Sora, right?
Yep.
And the girl's name is Aki. This hentai was really bad. They basically live together because they're in high school. They go to the same school, and it starts out showing you, like, them when they're much younger, and she's basically, like, taking a bath with her little brother, which is a little weird. She's like 8 and he's like 4, maybe. I still think that's a little strange, but
yes, I agree.
But I mean, it's a lot less strange than what happens later.
Yes, it is.
So they go to the same school, and, you know, he kind of watches her play tennis and things like that, and they have a typical family life, I guess, to start out. But they kind of treat him like a slave, don't they, the two sisters?
They do, yeah. They both boss him around. Like, it's very typical, like, oh, you're the little brother, you do everything. Clean up my room, blah, blah, blah.
Little bitch, cook me dinner.
Little bitch, clean up my room. Better hurry up about it.
He's cleaning up the one girl's room, and the other girl comes in, and she's like, bitch, where's dinner?
Right? No, it was breakfast.
Oh, breakfast. Well, he cooks dinner, too, later, I think.
Actually, no, I think, no, it was dinner first, and then it was breakfast later.
So
you're right.
So, the whole hentai, you're waiting for something to happen. Unlike other hentais that we've reviewed, where they start out with, like, much better, less perverse...
massive fuckfest scene.
Yeah, like, but,
it's not the Astroglide, because you got 7 dicks in your ass in a matter of moments.
We watched that one hentai, the, Ojo-sama Ichiga Otsuki, where, like, right at the beginning, two people that aren't related, if you can believe that, are having sex in, like, glossy animation. You had to wait, like, 18 minutes in this hentai for anything to happen. And there was a bath. The first scene that gets a little messed up is a bathroom scene. So, basically,
yeah.
Like,
She basically rapes him.
Basically rapes the little brother.
She's just like, oh, you know, let me wash your back, right? And he's like, okay,
you can wash it.
Oh, you've gotten so big.
Well,
in the shoulders, I mean.
I'm older now.
Blah blah blah. She's like, yeah, starts pushing her tits up on the back while she's washing it, and then she just goes,
"Big your titties are."
I just put my hand on your dick. How did that happen? And then she starts jerking him off, and he's like, no, you know, blah, 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 like, this isn't right.
And no,
she's
no.
Like,
what
oh,
she's...
ease up. Come on now, ease up. Yeah, you know you want it.
what she says is, oh, were you turned on today by watching girls play tennis in their skirts?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As if a boy is going to have a boner 5 hours later, right? And then, yeah. I mean, if he does, he needs to go to the hospital. And then she's like, were you turned on because I made you dress like a girl? And we totally skipped over that because no one gives a shit.
Did. Right.
But they're playing tennis, and she makes him dress like a girl, like in a skirt and stuff, which I don't understand how that's relevant to anything at all other than to have fans of, like, cross-dressing jerk off a little bit.
Right.
And obviously he's not turned on by that. And then she goes, oh, are you turned off because of me? And it's like, Well, let's see. Your D-sized titties are pressed up against my back, and even though this is an incest anime, so I shouldn't be turned on by your giant D-sized titties because you're my sister, I am.
So, right. Actually, and you're kind of stroking my dick.
Yeah, and you're stroking my dick, so I wonder why I have a boner.
I wonder why I have a boner.
So he jizzes everywhere, right? In the shower. And freaks the shit out.
Might I add, right at the moment of climax, he goes, no!
Yeah, so there's like cum everywhere. In the typical anime way, it's like a gallon. And I don't know why it just can't be a little bit like it is in real life. So he screams and runs out of the bathroom and like jumps in bed, and the second sister comes home later and she's like, "Where is Sora?" And the sister's like, "Oh, he's sleeping."
After asking where dinner was.
Oh yeah, because that one girl is just a lazy bitch. She can't do anything for herself.
Right.
It's like so she's gonna lie. You know damn well Sora is not sleeping. He's in his bed rocking himself. He's rocking himself slowly back and forth because you raped him, you bitch.
Right, you fucking whore.
Anyway, so then the next day at school, I guess all they're thinking about is what happened the night before, because when you get raped, I think you think about it a lot.
Right.
I'm just guessing. And
I would imagine.
And after acting like they don't like it for a while, they both realized that they
loved it.
They loved it, and they love each other in a not a family way. And they want to do a little something else. So Rocco, can you describe the sex scene, the quote unquote sex scene that happens at the end of the show?
Sure, I sure can. So, you know, they're talking about how much they love each other.
I love you
this,
so
like,
much, sister.
Weird and stuff. Oh my god, you're my sister. It shouldn't feel so good, but it does. Blah blah blah. And so she basically lays him down, makes out with him. They even show like the inside of the mouth, like the tongues rubbing against
each
other.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic. I'm not a fan of that, actually.
And neither am I.
Kind of gross.
Basically. It's implied that she's, you know, sucking him off, because he's like squirming around and his feet are jerking around.
She's
and
like,
shit.
Lay back and relax. And you know when when she says that, she's definitely going down for the blowjob.
Definitely. And then she literally just hops on top and just like puts him right in, and starts riding him.
Oh, and she's a virgin.
Huh?
And she's a virgin.
Oh yeah, she is. Oh yeah, of course. She's They're like, "Oh, I've never done this before. It feels so good."
So, oh yeah, I want to lose my virginity with my little brother.
Thinking about how, right? Oh my god. And then basically she rides him for a little bit, and then he gets on top and starts fucking her and like.
No, he doesn't. He never gets on top, does he?
Yes, he does.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right.
And she curls his legs around him and makes him come inside of her.
You're right, you're right. So he's getting ready to come, right? And right as he's about to do it, you're thinking, oh, I hope he pulls out, because the last thing we want to do is have little incest babies, right?
Right.
When you're like 15, which it can't get worse, yep. Right? And
right.
No. Even though he might have pulled out, she wraps
loads of incest babies.
She wraps her legs around him and like squeezes his torso and basically pulls his body into her even harder, so he can't possibly pull out, and he comes in her.
Yep. And then they wake up like in each other's arms, and the sister comes home, and before she finds them, he's cleaning her room again because he's her little bitch.
And, and by the way, in Japan, like, hardly anybody takes birth control, I think. I think it's a pretty rare thing to have or to get. So, you know, she's not on birth control.
I mean, nobody's having sex with each other.
Well, plus she's 15, you know. You're not usually on birth control at 15. In addition to the fact that the sex scene was incest, it was a bad scene. I mean, you wait...
It pretty much was.
You wait 18 minutes for it. It lasts about 2 minutes. There's no... They don't show you anything other than her boobs. It's not very erotic, and I mean, it was just a total letdown. I mean, when I'm watching a hentai, I want more than 10% of the hentai to be actual sex.
That's true.
She had a big rack, you know.
That it's hard to get a good fap sesh out in that 2 minute gap.
Yeah, there was no fapping happening. It was impossible. So all in all, Akisora was a bad hentai. It's not bad in like the Pico Tochico way where you want to throw up while you watch it. But it's bad in like the why did I spend 20 minutes watching this piece of shit bad.
Right.
And I don't know what it is about incest. Oh, I did make a note though that the boy is actually a twin with the other sister.
Oh yeah.
So when they said that right off the bat, I thought for sure it was going to be a twin incest anime, which I guess anime, crazy anime people would refer to as twincest. Have you heard this phrase? And this phrase just sickens me and makes me fear for the anime community. But people, I've heard a phrase. The phrase goes, twincest is wincest.
Oh my God.
And I'm thinking, why is incest winning, and why is it better if it's twins? But I did note that
incest is so winning if you're a Lannister.
Even though I thought it was going to be twincest, it was not. He goes for the other sister. So all of you sick fucks that wanted to see the twins fucking, you didn't get what you wanted, and
you
I'm
didn't
glad
get
about
it,
that.
So go fuck yourselves.
So go fuck off.
Yeah, go fuck off. Go fuck yourself.
So, Rogo, what would you give this anime, this hentai, out of 5?
I don't know. I mean, at least it was kind of drawn decently. The boobies looked nice. You can't deny that the boobies didn't look nice.
No, the boobies were nice. And while you talk about how the score, I'm gonna look up when this piece of shit was made.
All right. I mean, it was pretty devoid of what you would be looking for. It looked nice. I mean, it wasn't anything great, like animation wise. I mean, I've seen much worse. So, I mean, on a hentai scale, I'd give it a 2, making you come inside me, out of 5.
This hentai was made in 2009, so it's not that old. So, I mean, I guess I would expect it to look pretty decent.
I'd give it a 2.
Yeah, I'm also going to give it a 2 out of 5. I think that hentai below a 2 are reserved for things that just make me want to throw up.
Right, like, exactly.
Like pigeon blood, where they strapped the feed bag on the girl and made her guzzle like 4 gallons of cum. Like, that that gets a 1 out of 5. And the one about the 5-year-old boys that wanted to have sex with each other, that one gets a 1 out of 5.
Which one was that?
That was Pico Tochico. That was the sickest shit I've ever seen. It was horrible.
Did Grizzly Bear suggest that?
Someone on the forum suggested that a long time ago. I can't. That was like 3 years ago. I can't remember.
Oh, I remember you reviewing that. Holy
so,
shit.
So on the next hentai episode, which I think we'll probably record not too long from now, is I'm going to be going to Roppongi in Tokyo, which is kind of like the nightlife area.
Cool.
And my Japanese buddy, I think we're going to go to a kokyu.
Which is?
A kokyu is like a high-quality opub.
Oh, yeah?
Like, where the girls are cuter and younger and sexier, and the environment of the club is much better, and the girls are better at, like, flirting and servicing or whatever they do, and they have bigger boobs, and everything's better. And it costs twice as much. So I'm expecting I'm expecting it to cost $100 just to walk in the door.
Really?
Yep. But yeah, it's an experience. It's all an experience, so either that or he's gonna take me to a strip club. I'm not really sure which it is, but I'm told at the strip clubs they're never actually Japanese girls anyway, they're always like Russian girls or something. Which yeah. I guess is fine. But if I wanted to watch Russian girls, I'd go to Russia. You know?
Girls.
Anyway, so do you have any lasting comments, Roko, about anything before we wrap this up?
Not really.
Okay, well then, on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed the 28th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. I know they're sort of few and far between, but so thanks, Roko, for joining us for this.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
And I hope everybody enjoyed the Mimikaki and the bad review on Akisora. And again, the website is www.aaapodcast.com. We have a great forum, so go check that out. We're actually not a hentai podcast, so you don't have to worry about like shielding your children's eyes. There's none of that on the website. But
right.
We'll see you guys next time, and hopefully you had some fun, and we'll see you.
All right, peace out.